Good morning. Today we are going to learn some of the fundamentals of the Birkas Kohanim, and we're going to focus not only on the Tzibur as the recipients of the bracha from the Kohanim, but also what should the Kohanim themselves be doing at the time that they are giving over to the bracha to the Tzibur. So we're going to start with the Rambam in Hilchas Tfilah. Hilchas Tfilah covers Nesias Kapayim as well. And he says as follows, and he's going to discuss what the Kohanim should be doing, and then he's going to move over to discuss what should the Tzibur be doing. So he says as follows, Kishua Kohanim Mevarchim Esam, when the Kohanim are giving the bracha to the Tzibur, two requirements, Lo Yabitu Ba'am, they shouldn't be looking at the Tzibur, V'lo Yasichu Datam, and also they should not lose their concentrations, they should not get distracted. That's a Hesach Hadas, a distraction from what they should be focusing on. Ella Yihyu Einehem Keneged Haaretz Ka'omed B'Tfilah, but rather they should be focusing, looking down towards the ground like they are davening Shmone Esrei. And what this means is don't be looking here and there and everywhere, just like during Shmone Esrei. Keep the eyes focused so they don't get us distracted by looking elsewhere. So too, in the Birkas Kohanim, focus downward. Don't be looking here and there and everywhere. We don't need distractions. So that is vis-a-vis the Kohanim. What they should be doing is not looking at the Am, not having a Hesach Hadas, not getting distracted, but rather looking down and concentrating just like they are davening Shmoneh Esrei. And then the Rambam continues to talk about those who are receiving the bracha. Ve'ein Adam Rashai Listaka Bifnei HaKohanim. You cannot look at the Kohanim at the time they are giving the bracha. You have to be careful, he says, the Am also don't have Hesach Hadas. The Am, the Tzibur, should be concentrating on receiving the bracha. So what should they do? Ela kol ha'am miskavnin lishmoa ha'bracha. They should have, pay attention, they should have kavana to hear the bracha, and also they should stand panim keneged panim, facing towards the Kohanim, the Kohanim facing towards the Am facing towards the Kohanim, ve'ena mebitim bifneim. Don't look at the Kohanim as we've discussed in the past. So the Kesef Mishnah is written by Rav Yosef Karo, who wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So he also wrote the Kesef Mishnah as a commentary on the Rambam. And he brings our Gemara that we've cited in the past that says that anyone who looks at the Kohanim at the time that they are duchening, it's talking about when we were in the base of Mikdash, and the Kohanim would say the Birkas Kohanim with the Shema Meforash, the real Shema, Hashem, the real name of God, their eyes would be weakened. But that's focused on the Tzibur receiving the bracha, has to be careful, don't look at the Kohanim. But we have the Rambam telling us that it goes both ways. The Kesef Mishnah points out, it's not only the Tzibur that has requirements. The Rambam is telling us it's also the Kohanim that has these requirements. So the Kesef Mishnah, in his explanation of the Rambam, says as follows, because the whole concept here is paying attention, is not to have a Hesach Hadas. Accordingly, if it applies to the Tzibur, who are the recipients of the bracha, certainly, Kol Shekein, Kal V'Chomer, it applies to the Kohanim who are giving the bracha, that they have to concentrate and not lose their focus. So that is the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah's explanation of the Rambam. So the Tur and also the Shulchan Aruch pask in the same way, just like the Rambam, that you have to pay attention, you have to focus, it applies to the Tzibur, it applies to the Kohanim, don't look here, don't look there, don't look everywhere. And the Ramah adds on as follows, in addition, just like we said in the Gemara, that the Tzibur should not look at the hands of the Kohanim during the Duchening, the Ramah says, V'gam ha-Kohanim lo yistuku b'lidehem, even the Kohanim cannot look at their own hands during the time that they are giving the bracha to the Tzibur. And just to add on one more point, the Magen Avraham says that this whole concept has brought in the Shulchan Aruch to pay attention to the bracha and not to look at the Kohanim. Says the Magen Avraham, if you're not allowed to look at the Kohanim, if that's going to get you distracted, im kein kol shekein shuli yistakul b'mama komachar, certainly you should not look elsewhere. If you can't look at the Kohanim, maybe that could facilitate kavana, maybe not, you'll get distracted, but you cannot look at the source of the bracha. Certainly don't be looking at the clock, don't be looking in the Gemara, don't looking at the out the window at the garbage truck that's going by. We should be focusing, concentrating, looking down, and being wonderful recipients of the wonderful bracha that the Kohanim are giving us. And in Mir Tzashem, we will continue tomorrow with some fascinating questions. How does this get impacted by the fact that maybe the Kohanim have talisim over their hands. So you can't look at the hands if it's covered with the talis. So Amir Tashem, we will talk about the realities of the minhagim nowadays. Does that influence everything that we have been talking about? Have a wonderful day.